Theater critic Michael Bourne caught two new shows on Broadway this week.
The lifespan of a fact is what I'd call a one conundrum play, albeit a very deep and timely conundrum. Three playwrights adapted a book by two authors about an essay about a true story. Question is, how true? Or as a jesting pilot asked, what is truth? And would not wait for an answer. Is the truth always or only factual? And what is a fact? Says who? Get deep into the words. Fact and fiction originate in the same Latin root. The word fake jumps out alliteratively. The lifespan of a fact is the story of an article written by a journalist played by Bobby Cannavale. Sherry Jones plays the editor who's assigned the fact-checking to Jim, a young fellow played by Daniel Radcliffe, who's a stickler and somewhat self-righteous about John's story being absolutely true. It's the story of a boy's suicide. And John's concern is for psychological truth and emotional truth and meaningful truth, not, as Jim insists, the truth of narrative details, like the color of the bricks of the wall where the kid killed himself. Bobby Cannavale is one of the most visceral actors I've ever seen and felt radiate from a stage, and he's not only intellectually violent about the truth of what he's written, he's at the edge of being physically violent in the lifespan of a fact. Another new play is actually painful to experience because it feels so true. The Waverly Gallery is a play by Kenneth Lonergan about a woman descending into dementia, a woman played by Elaine May returning to the stage in her mid-80s. And what's remarkable about her performance is that her mind disintegrates gradually, relentlessly, losing the sense of her life, until she's finally lost. And all the while, her family feels her every stumble and fall into darkness. The Waverly Gallery is too painful to be enjoyable, but the performance of Elaine May is unforgettable. I'm Michael Bourne.